بداية أتوجه بالشكر إلى المفوض.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the outset, I would like to thank the High Commissioner, Filippo Grandi, for the statement which he made and which laid out for us the role of the High Commission to make up for the gaps in existing systems that are unable to overcome the serious effects and problems created in the world. We thank the High Commissioner for all efforts to overcome the difficulties, such as filling the gap between the aid needed and the aid provided. Lebanon would like to thank all of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, those working in the field, those who risk their lives to help refugees and IDPs and work to mitigate their suffering. Lebanon highly appreciates the role of the High Commissioner and notably its understanding of the specific case of Lebanon. In February of 2017, this year, the High Commissioner visited our country to see the specific difficulties that we have faced since the Syrian crisis 6 years ago. That crisis launched an immense wave of refugees into our country. We take every opportunity, but particularly now, to reiterate the dramatic situation that we are living through. That is, overpowered national infrastructure, an overload of our resources, a constant threat to security and peace in our country. In 2014, and to meet our humanitarian obligations with respect to Syrian refugees, Lebanon, working with the UN agencies, developed its own national plan to respond to this crisis. We attempted to apply the first part of that plan for 2017 to 2020. However, we still count on the international community and the donor community to help us effectively implement that plan. However, sadly, a large number of promises made internationally have not been honored by donor countries. We depend on the support from these countries. We need this assistance to remain resilient, and there are expectations and promises that have been made. Our needs are growing year by year, and despite our frustration, Lebanon has remained in close contact with the international community and requested assistance. Based on the principle of shared responsibility, we have requested assistance because the Syrian crisis, by its nature, goes beyond the capacity of our country. It's an international crisis. The Syrian crisis is a global one. How can we expect Lebanon alone to handle this problem with a large number of Syrians entering our country? The consequences of this crisis are incalculable and a heavy burden for our country. And based on the principle of sharing responsibility, we consider that today it is necessary to move from words to acts. We must find new innovative solutions. We must implement pioneering new programs to mitigate the burdens for host countries. Assistance is needed for development. This aid needs to go beyond symbolic assistance. We need effective assistance that truly makes it possible to reduce the burden. Therefore, all of us today must work to find a clear mechanism that takes into account, inter alia, national specifics of each country, economic capacities, social aspects, and the geography of each individual country. In parallel, as we work to find the best way of burden sharing, Lebanon has always stated that it is necessary for us to work seriously towards a sustainable solution of the Syrian political crisis. As we wait for this solution, Lebanon believes that it is necessary to facilitate a progressive return of Syrian refugees back to the regions of Syria which are now accessible, so-called accessible zones. all the more so because in recent months, fairly large waves of voluntary returnees have been seen from Lebanon and from other neighboring countries to regions which are now stable within Syria. And so why should we not move to the conclusion on the basis of that first positive experience? We should redouble our efforts to return refugees. This would mitigate and reduce the pressure and tension faced by Lebanon, which now sees threats to its security and stability. The Syrian refugee crisis is not the first or the largest refugee crisis that has caused long-term difficulties for Lebanon. The Palestinian refugee crisis is more than 70 years old, and it still is not over. Quite the opposite is true. The crisis of Palestinian refugees is now facing an extraordinary lack of interest amongst the international community, even indifference. I would not like to compare these two crises that are very different in their nature. However, it is legitimate for Lebanon to fear, on the basis of our past experience, that new crises may break out in the world. Who knows where this may happen, but all new crises distract the attention of the international community from existing crises, such as the Syrian crisis. It is critical that host countries such as Lebanon get the attention they deserve. A year has passed since the adoption of the New York Declaration, a declaration which launched consultations in which Lebanon actively participated given the situation we are in. Today, I believe that it is time to reiterate that any new approach concerning systems providing responses to the refugee situations in the world must absolutely take into account the specific situations of each host country. We should be far from finding a cookie-cutter single solution for all countries. Therefore, we are determined to continue dialogue and effective cooperation and engagement with the High Commissioner and his Bureau. We fully appreciate and support their roles, and we believe that all principles should be implemented, including those in the New York Declaration. We are ready to work with all other delegations to that end. In conclusion, Lebanon reiterates its humanitarian commitments, that is, to never, ever send refugees back home against their wish and to respect the principle of non-refoulement. We continue to meet the needs of refugees from Syria in our country on a temporary basis and to the very limit of our ability and capacities. At the same time, we consider that the only sustainable solution for the Syrian refugee crisis is a solution that is in line with the desire